Live from the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Mr. Greg Isaac, our great producer. And, Greg, we have a very special guest today.
Absolutely.
And this is someone we've known for ages, even though he looks younger. And people may have recognized his laugh, and maybe not. But
very recognizable laugh.
It is. It's a joyful laugh. It's a laugh that shows his demonstration for passion in life as a family guy, as a husband, as a new father, three times over.
Yeah.
And the greatest insurance guy, American Family Insurance, Luke Schaefer. Luke, how are you?
Great. It's great to be here, Dave.
It's fun, right?
Yeah.
It's like old times. Remember how we used to do sports shows together?
Yeah, we should play Back in the Saddle again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can't you do that?
I don't have that with me, but yeah.
But we should have the one-minute sports minute with Niedermeyer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm Andrew Niedermeyer. And this is the score at the top of the hour.
That was
Coyotes 3. And I'm Ducks 1.
And
both
they,
Coyotes.
And they haven't played in years. But, yeah, have you been watching the Olympics?
Sparingly.
Yeah?
You know what happened to me on that?
Yeah.
As soon as Shaun White went down.
I know.
Kind of totally took me out of the Olympics.
Yeah.
Not that it's all just about snowboarding and all that good stuff, but I just kind of went, ugh.
Right. Yeah, I know. I saw that. It was really unfortunate, right? You saw when he sort of bounced off the edge there.
No, I did. I
heard his fanny, it looked like.
Well, the thing is, I love all Olympic, obviously, but especially because, you know, I'm a big hockey guy. So,
right.
So I'm just pumped for everything going on. But you know what?
Yeah.
You know, even the figure skating, you know, you watch it, it's like, wow, this is pretty interesting. And I like bobsledding. Not just the Jamaican bobsledding.
He does. He likes bobsledding.
But for whatever
what
reason,
about Bob, I called him. That was a movie.
What about Bob?
Bobsledding?
Failure.
Baby steps.
Yeah. So that's sort of interesting, the bobsledding.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the one, the skeleton, when they go straight down?
I'm there. First.
Yeah. The looping or something like that?
It's the skeleton,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, that's actually what it's called? Oh,
would
okay.
you rather do the skeleton or the two-man sledding?
I think I'd rather go alone.
They call it luching. Luching or something.
Yeah.
Oh, how does that work, the two-guy luching?
I don't know. I didn't even know there was a two-guy luching. I know with bobsledding there's two and four, but
yeah,
I thought
luching
was just one. Yeah, that's true.
The funny thing is with this luching, they don't need the second guy. They just want him around for the companionship.
No, I don't
buddy.
Know.
All right,
buddy system.
Well, anyway, there's a
buddy, we're going.
The hockey's been good.
Yeah.
Canada beat Switzerland today?
I know, Canada the other day with a big...
That was one today.
No. Oh, no. I men's hockey, looking at that. But
I think it was women's hockey.
Yeah, they probably did. Most likely, Canada, U.S., in terms of women, those are the teams to beat. But in men's hockey, there's so many good teams because U.S., Canada, of course, Sweden, they've had a lot of injuries. They're good. Russia has struggled, but they still have all the talent. So, you know, the Finns, pretty good team.
When is the actual...
Well, the medal games
round.
Really start, I believe, Wednesday. And so that's when we'll see really the big stuff happen. So so right now, you know, the U.S. Finished on top of their group. So, you know, they have some time off. And
that's men's.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the way they're playing, I think they have a good shot, and their goaltending's great, and we'll see.
How are the women doing?
Very good. Yeah, they
in
beat
hockey?
Sweden today 6-1, and they outshot Sweden, like, 72-9.
Oh, my
something
gosh.
Crazy,
really?
Like
72-9.
79
shots
on
goal.
72-9.
I never heard
that.
Of that.
Yeah, well, with U.S. women's hockey.
What
was
the score?
6-1. The Swedish goaltender was great.
Yeah,
it literally could have been, like, a 15-1 game.
Oh, my
So,
goodness.
Yeah, she stood on her head, literally.
How about Bodie Miller? Got a bronze medal. Came back. That was good. And I think he has two more competitions, so he can still get the gold. And they call it, what do they call it, the giant slalom?
Oh, the Super G.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, yeah, the Super G. Yeah, I went to that gentleman's club once. It was really interesting.
What was I going to say?
They had an orchestra, like they had guitar and string.
Yeah. How about...
the hospitality there.
Great hospitality. I don't know where. It's
well, wasn't it like your very own dog in your hotel room?
Isn't it like all messed up or something?
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
we got stray dogs everywhere. Yeah, to start off, yeah, people got there, got into their rooms, and there's like, yeah, the stray dogs.
There were dogs in the room?
There were originally a few days before everything started. I don't know how it is now, but I know before it started, and the water was yellow.
Yeah.
Oh,
disgusting.
Bob Costas and
his eyes.
How about
that? Pink
what
eye.
Happened to him? Is he better now?
Yeah, I think he is now, but yeah, he had a massive pink eye, and I just couldn't watch the screen. I was like,
it looked horrible.
Yeah.
It went from one, it jumped to the
second.
Yeah,
the second one got
then
it.
Then he was off the air.
Yeah.
Bob Costas did not get on the platform.
Well, you'd think a guy like that would probably have one of the better places to stay.
Yeah.
Which he probably does.
But still, there were 17 dogs in this room.
Yeah,
like that's not counting the animals.
So, yeah, I think they spent $50 billion.
Yeah, something like that.
But I really
went to, though.
When you have, like, 7 years, isn't it, like, 7 years to do something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think they'd probably be ready? Yeah,
they were. They enacted certain laws that kept people out of sushi.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And they weren't very happy laws.
I guess not.
Gay laws. But anyway.
No, they did. I mean, it's a weird thing there, you know? I don't know what's up with that. But I don't know if I'd want to go.
But,
no, I didn't go.
I didn't book that.
But it may be, Boston's trying to get an Olympics in like 8 years. That would be
fun.
Would
be great.
That would be
great. We would want to go there.
We should go to that.
Yeah.
If they do, let's just say it right now. If they do that, we're going.
Where's next year?
Right now.
Oh, next year is South Korea, I think.
The next Winter Olympics. Yeah, it is South Korea. And the NHL may not send their players. They're still debating that.
Really?
Right.
Why?
There's some talk. There's just talk about it.
Wow.
Why is that?
Yeah,
That's interesting, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I think they should. I mean, we see how great it is. And
It is sort of cool, right?
Know, but who knows?
The Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the Summer Olympics this time?
Oh, I have no idea.
I'll look it up
and then, you know, later on we'll discuss it. I'm not as big with summer. I like the swimming and some of that, but even the basketball, I mean, you got, obviously, you know, the Dream Team, but, you know, there's only a few countries that are somewhat competitive, you know, with the basketball. But with hockey, you got really, there's just a couple countries that are a little weak, but, yeah, the rest are up for grabs.
They're solid.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, as we await our special guest today.
Yeah.
But Luke Schaefer, vice chairman, am I right?
That's right.
Of the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Tell us what's going on.
We have all kinds of things going on. It's great business-to-business networking. We're all about, obviously, we're a chamber of commerce, so we're about commerce from business to business. One great thing that we have coming up here on the 20th, which is this Thursday at La Boca Wine Bar and Urban Kitchen, which is off of 5415 East High Street, number 127. That is our monthly mix and mingle, which is from 5:30 to 7:30. Come out. We usually get over 100 and some people there, business people, networking, talking. If you want to meet some business people and if you started a new business, get out there and we'll introduce you to whoever you want to meet. On top of that, what I want to mention about our Chamber of Commerce, we have created an environment where it's very kind of like family oriented and very comfortable. So when you come in and you say, oh, I've never been there before, I don't know, I'm new. You come in, actually we treat you like you've been there for 20 years. So you come in, we introduce you to whoever you want to meet, and it's very welcoming. It's not this group, that group, whatever it is. We try to get you involved and get you to meet the people you want to meet and actually get involved in the Chamber as well. So mix and mingle on the 20th, which is this Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30 at La Boca Wine Bar and Urban Kitchen. On February 25th, there is our business networking luncheon at Catch 22, which is off of 32nd Street in Union Hills. What that is, you can come in and you obviously do a lot of networking, but then we sit down and you do your 30-second commercial in front of the whole group, and then also that also helps your business, but on top of that, it helps you understand who's in the room as well. So if you're looking for a certain person to connect with on a business end of things, maybe there was an insurance person or a banker or whatever that you wanted to meet, and they stand up and say, "Hi, I'm Luke Schaefer with American Family Insurance."
They'll know it's not Luke Schaefer because it has to sound like you.
Exactly.
But it is good. You draw a lot of people at these luncheons, don't you?
Yeah, right around 100.
That is really
good. 100 at the mix and mingle. So, and a lot of times it's not the same people. So there's a good mixture of people that come in and out. And but they're all members. But then, but it's good. And now we've added the first Tuesday of every month. Now we have a breakfast, which we just had one last month. We had over 50 some folks at the breakfast.
Wow!
So that's really
where
good
is that?
Too. That one is the last one is at Paradise Valley Community College. I believe the next one is two, and that's great too. And that's from 7:30 to about 9. And that same thing, you get to do your 30-second commercial, but that's a whole different mix of people than you see at the lunches. Obviously, certain people can make lunches, certain people can make the mix and mingles, and certain people can make the breakfasts. So that's kind of what happens there. And we get a great draw. And we're growing fast.
Yeah,
and you know, we don't want that for people to shy away from that either, because I'm just a number. No, you're not just a number here. We try to get to know you as long as you come and introduce you to people, like I said, and get you out there and your business out there to help you. And what we strongly believe, the stronger our businesses are as a chamber and the more commerce we drive, the better our communities will be and the better our area education will be, and it directly affects everything. So that's where we kind of start with the whole family atmosphere and the togetherness and treat everybody well. So that's kind of the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. We have many events that you can get involved in. You can go to the NorthPhoenixChamber.com. That was NorthPhoenixChamber.com, and go to our website, our calendar, and it has everything on there as well. And also has a directory of our members. We are adding, actually. You know, I say we're growing fast. We added 40 members last month.
Wow, nice.
So it's
you're really kidding.
Yeah, it's crazy. And we're well over 500 members strong. And we feel that this year is going to be a great year for us as well. So,
and don't you have a golf tournament?
We have that's right. On April 25th, we have our annual golf event. It's at Moon Valley Country Club. You can sign up for that online too at the NorthPhoenixChamber.com. If you want to sponsor a hole or sponsor any type of thing like the breakfast or a luncheon, you can do that, or get your foursome signed up as well on there. There's many prizes. There's a $25,000 hole-in-one contest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I believe on another hole there is a hole-in-one for a car as well.
Wow, really?
So possibly giving away a car and possibly giving away $25,000.
Outstanding.
Cold, hard cash.
Yeah,
how far is the
hole?
I think it's 165 yards.
I think I could do that.
You can do it.
You could.
I think so.
And a lot of folks, you know, have never played Moon Valley Country Club because it's a private. It used to be private. Now it's semi-public.
Oh, is it?
But it's a great course, and it was in great shape. We had it there last year. We sold out at 144.
Nice.
Right now, I know it's April 25th is when it is, and as of right now, we have 90 golfers. So if you
want to get
in, if you want to get in, obviously sign up. Sooner the better, because once it's sold out, it's sold out. Also, on top of that, it's actually helping us fund the North Phoenix Chamber Scholarship Fund.
Oh, tell us about that. What
it's
is
a scholarship fund that will go through Paradise Valley Community College for chamber members and possibly their family. And what it is, it would be an annual scholarship that will go out to those folks. So, you know, if they want to go back to school, if they want to get more credits or actually finish their degree or whatever it is through PVCC, there will be a scholarship for that through the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce at Paradise Valley Community College. So
that
a great
is
relationship
ending. Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are the movers and shakers of all chambers out here.
Yeah, we're moving along quite well.
Yeah.
Quite well.
And shout out, of course, to Jason Bressler. Quite a mover and shaker, of course, Gordon Parkman, and, of course, Vice Chairman Luke Schaefer right here in the studio. Hey, tell us a little bit about American Family.
American Family Insurance, that's what I do. I've owned that agency for just about 10 years now off of 17th Street and Bell Road. What I do is obviously auto insurance, the home insurance, small business insurance, and the life insurance that goes along with all that. It's been there, though, for about 30 years. So I took it over about 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That location, too?
That same location, same door, same address.
Really?
Phone number. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's been the kind of a staple in the community, and there's still people that come in and they say, you know, they always see our big American Family sign out front that lights up the whole parking lot at night, and they say, every time we drive by, I know where I'm at. You know, I see that on the side. I'm at 15th Street.
And what do they hear in their head when they drive by?
Me singing American Family Insurance.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Hey, do you know who the spokesperson is for American Family?
I think it is...
It's very
Latimer Putin.
No. Russell Wilson.
Really?
Oh my God!
Yeah.
That is,
yeah. Russell Wilson. Yes, I'll tell you. When we talk sports, and we talk sports a lot, you know, for Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays. Last year during the NFL, I out of all the youngsters, RG3, Kaepernick. Who's the other one?
Russell Wilson?
No, the other one. Andrew Luck?
Yeah.
Oh, Andrew Luck. They said, who would you pick to start? I'd say, I picked Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Over any of them. I think Andrew Luck, though, is going to be good.
He's pretty good.
But I like that Russell Wilson guy.
Oh, he's phenomenal.
Ah.
You know, the quick story behind that is Russell, when he played at Wisconsin, his wife worked at the American Family.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He is awesome, though.
He's great. You know, we were at our annual convention last year, which was in the spring here. He was there and did a little talk and all that. He was a great guy.
Oh.
Great guy, real down to earth, real.
How do you say superstar? He's on his way.
Oh, yeah, if he's not there already.
Yeah, I mean, at what? Second year? I mean, ridiculous, right?
And there's more to come.
Oh, yeah. I like that Seattle team.
Yeah.
I get it.
Very tough.
And I like Pete Carroll. So
I do have to put a plug in for Casey Bradley, though. Gus Bradley is my defense coordinator, and I coached down there at North Dakota State, who was the D coordinator at the Seattle Seahawks last year before he took the head job at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh. But he contributed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Really amazing, amazing story, the Seattle Seahawks. Anyway, let's take a quick break right now, and when we come back, we will continue our discussion, and a special guest just joined us in studio. This is Breakthrough Thinking live at the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce headquarters in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Heinzen & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Heinzen & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Thinking live here at the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce headquarters in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Greg Isaac, our great producer, Luke Schaefer, American Family Insurance. I almost sang that, but I didn't. And, of course, joining us right now, Jen Wolf, Wolf Creative. Jen, welcome to Breakthrough Thinking.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, this is great you're here. Of course, this is the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour every third Monday from 3 to 4. And this has been a lot of fun, right? We've had a lot of members come through here. And
tons of fun, and everybody enjoys that.
Yes.
After they go through it, they're like, oh, Dave, it's so great. Greg, it's so great.
And wow.
It actually gives them great exposure for their businesses, too, so they really like that.
It really is. It's a lot of fun. And so, Jen, tell us a little bit about yourself. You, Wolf Creative, all about marketing, keeping up with technology, I bet.
Well, some of that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little hard, but we try.
So tell us what specifically you do and who would benefit from what you do.
Everybody benefits from marketing. My range is rather broad, which is kind of unusual. I'm kind of a one-stop shop for my clients. So I do marketing, web design, graphic design, creative writing, SEO. About the only thing I don't do is PR with the media. I do online PR, but in this town, you have to know people to get PR.
And how do you know? You know a radio show right here.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're on 1480 AM KPA. Right?
But really, it starts with people figuring out what their brand is. And a brand is not a logo. It's not your name. It's who you're marketing to and what makes you meaningful, honest, and different from everyone else. So basically, it's finding a niche. And here's a perfect example. I have a client who sells a mold removal product. Well, there's a million out there on the market, right? Well, he chose to specifically market to the marine industry, because mold requires three things: warmth, water, and food source to breed. And it grows on boats, it grows on everything, the fabric, the fiberglass of the boat hulls, the life preservers, you name it. So he had his formula created specifically for the marine industry, and that is the backbone of his marketing.
Wow.
So you know, how do you differentiate, for example, American Family Insurance from everyone else? How do you differentiate American Family?
Me? How do I do it?
Or your company in general.
Oh, the company in general?
Yeah.
Well, if you listen to the advertising, they don't do the little characters or anything like that, or, hey, we're going to save you tons of money, commercials or marketing. What ours is we protect your dreams and the American dream that goes along with it. So it's not on the lines of the same of everybody else, like call and we'll save you $500 a year, or 15 minutes will save you 15% or more. Ours is more on the lines of getting to the person and understanding what kind of insurance is for and what type of company we are. So saying that your dream is out there, go get it, we'll protect it. This is nothing about a price or how we're going to save you all kinds of money, come to us. It has more to do with the person and that we're going to take care of you.
Obviously, they've done a good job of finding their niche.
Yeah, that's a good point, because, you know, you got to decide, you know, I mean, obviously that other insurance company, we won't mention the little, whatever it is, you know, it's about saving. I mean, it's about cost, you know, based on price. Yours has got to be based on good customer service, someone there for you. I'd rather have someone there than save, you know, X amount, and who knows if you're really saving it anyway.
Right.
I mean, who knows? But you're right. Is that what you're both
yes.
talking about? Branding is, you know, who's your audience?
Right.
And
how do you differentiate yourself
yeah.
from everybody else who does the same thing you do? And once you've figured that out, then you can start creating the name, the logo, the look, the feel, the commercials, the blogs, the everything that you need to put together to draw customers to you.
Yes, you want everything consistent. Once you have your audience, your brand, and all your marketing material should be
yep.
consistent with that.
Yep.
That makes sense. Now, you know, I'm a CPA as well. You may not have known that.
I did not. But
and they need a CPA. Just kidding. All right.
Good to know.
This is not a sales. Okay, it is.
Not a pitch.
She's held
or
on it. I'm going to do my pitch right here live on the radio.
You know what to do in a couple months.
But I just, you know, I see this all the time. You know, I do a lot of strategic planning. People confuse, number one, marketing with sales. They're completely different. And how do you get people to realize, to take a step back and to really understand marketing, you know, it's coordinated with sales, but so many people are so quick. They want that sale quickly without thinking it through strategically.
Right.
How do you settle the people down? How do you convince them, like, come on, sit back and let's do some marketing?
Well, things have changed a lot, too, in terms of how people market these days. Probably the most valuable tool is your website. And if people can't find your website, they aren't going to find you. I mean, when was the last time anybody here used the Yellow Pages, the book?
I did. I threw in the garbage.
Yeah, when it showed up. Not the garbage, though. You recycled it, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you go to your computer and you type in, I'm looking for auto
yeah.
repair or home insurance or whatever. Okay, if people can't find your website, you just lost a customer.
Yeah.
You're going to go to the first 5 or 10 on the list. So SEO is critical these days.
Describe
critical.
SEO, because I know there's a bunch of folks out there that probably doesn't know what it means or what it stands for, what the acronym is. But on top of that, what is it?
Search engine optimization. What it means is making your website visible to the little search engines that check the site. So Google, for example, type in family insurance, and theoretically, American Family ought to come up in the top 5 or 10. Now, I'm assuming your company does a pretty good job of that,
yeah,
and you
I
will.
Oh, so. Well, I typed in Magic Mike, and Luke's name. <Yeah. laughs>
But if you haven't done that, you need to. You have
yeah.
to, because you just lost sales right there. But that's not the only way to market these days. It used to be that if you were advertising in the newspaper or magazine, people would find you. Print is starting to die. It's all going online. So you need to find places to advertise online. That's where Google AdWords comes in, for example. Google AdWords is a way to go to Google and pay them to put your name in the sidebar column of the page. So when you type in home insurance, American Family has paid for AdWords, and they should come up as 1, 2, or 3 in that little column of paid advertisers. And you can set a limit. Say, I only want to spend $10 a day, $20 a day, whatever, so you're not, you know, spending way too much money.
And you can get down to the demographic, too, is
right.
that correct?
Yes, you can specify demographics and all kinds of stuff like that.
As far as males, you know, 25 to 50, female, da-da-da-da, zip code, city.
Right.
So what you're really saying, and you probably put marketing plans together, I assume?
To a certain extent, yeah.
But it's a whole, but you know, there's a whole bunch of things that you have to integrate. It's not just
right.
one, is what
right.
you're saying.
Well, and here's a really weird example. I have clients who don't do any what I would call traditional marketing. We'll call it old-fashioned marketing. They are a sports company that offers camps, sports camps and summer camps for kids. They market by door hangers, and by putting flyers on people's cars.
Wow, old-fashioned.
old-fashioned, and they get tons of clients that way.
Really?
Now, that being said, they also have a couple after-school programs. They partner with schools who don't offer sports and offer an after-school program, and the school's given them permission to hand out flyers to them. You know, the cars in the parking lot and at events and things like that. So it's totally out of the box for any kind of what I would call traditional marketing these days. It's very old-fashioned, but it's working great for them. So my point is you have to think outside the box to reach your particular niche of clients. In his case, his clients are those schools and those parents who are looking for things for their kids to do during spring break, during winter break, during summers, after school, whatever. So,
pretty amazing.
Let's talk social media. I'm sure that has an impact.
It does, and then that is not my specialty, and then I'll tell you why.
Sorry. Let's not talk about it.
No.
Can you rewind that?
Yeah.
We're back to Magic Mike.
It fits in to what I do to a certain extent, but I can give you an example of a unique method of how someone uses social media. I have a friend who's an exterminator, and he... Yes.
Oh, bugs.
Bugs.
Home team.
Hello.
Am I right? Home team.
I don't know. Yeah.
Your friend.
It is.
So,
well, I don't know if that's who she's talking about.
I just signed up with them.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Talked to Bernie today.
There we go.
Ah. I have termites. Oh, sorry.
Well, and that's just it.
I do.
How many, you know, how many people are going to follow an exterminator on Facebook?
Dave. I asked. I got a great referral from Luke Shakespeare.
But,
oh, they're very good. I would recommend them.
But my point is that you didn't find him on Facebook.
No.
No. Okay. So what he's done is he's created a website that is something along the lines of I hate scorpions or I hate spiders. And he's posted a whole bunch of pictures on the site of horrible bugs and infestations and all that kind of stuff. And he encourages people to share their stories.
Wow,
and
that's
then
a good idea.
And
yeah.
then occasionally he'll put up a coupon for, hey, it's termite season, you need a termite treatment. So-and-so exterminator is offering 20% off for the next week or whatever it is. That's an interesting way to use social media.
That's unique.
And again, you have to think outside the box because just – sitting there and saying like me on Facebook or friend me on Facebook is not going to work.
Yeah.
You have to figure out how it's going to work for you to get clients.
Yeah.
And so it does play into what I do. I don't set up the accounts or anything like that, but I do help clients think outside the box on how to use it.
I should do one that says, I want to love my insurance agent.
Yeah. Magic Mike.
Not that way.
Wow.
Not that direction.
So when you do, let's say, website design, do you also host the website? And
I have several companies that I work with that
host. So you do that. And do you help them, people that you design the site for, to get more traffic?
Yes, that's what search engine optimization is
all
about.
So that's the main way.
Yep.
Okay. Wow, very good.
Let me distinguish that because probably people out there are going, what's hosting? Your website has to live somewhere. It has to live on a server somewhere. That's the hosting. Then there's the design of the website that's typically a different person. Most people don't host and design. It's just the way it works. And GoDaddy is a perfect example. GoDaddy has a gazillion servers, and they host a bunch of websites, but they have tools that you can design your own there. But most of the time, somebody will hire a person to come in and design the site.
Yeah, gotcha. And so, and you've been doing this how long?
22 years, 23 years.
Now you've seen major changes.
Oh, you know, when I first started out, we were printing out the copy of the magazine and waxing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Waxing.
Waxing it to the board so we could take it to the printer. No computers.
That's wild.
Yeah, no nothing.
So you've seen the death of print media.
Yep.
I think the Republic just had a major layoff.
Yeah.
And
it's all going to go online. That's where everybody's checking these days. And like I said, if you aren't online and you aren't top five, the scary part is that means you've really got to find your niche, because you cannot just optimize your website for auto repair in Phoenix. Not going to work.
Yeah.
You have to find that niche that you're going to be able to get to the number one page.
How about, well, let's take a quick break, and when I come back, I want to ask this question. And the question is, how about companies that rely heavily on print media for their main public relations or way to get advertisers out? I think they're going down the wrong road, and let's contemplate that. This is Breakthrough Thinking live here at the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce headquarters in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Heinzen & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Heinzen & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Thinking Live here at the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce headquarters in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Greg Isaac, Luke Schaefer, and special in-studio guest Jen Wolf, Wolf Creative. We've been talking about marketing, SEO, and the last question I had to contemplate is, what about companies that still rely on the old dinosaur traditional marketing? If they don't keep up, they better get out. So, Jen, what do you I'm sure you've seen people that still do that.
Well, I think you specifically were talking about print,
Yes.
And print media. And my answer to that is there are still times when it's important to be in print. I mentioned the Future Stars Sports Camp.
Yeah.
They advertise in a guide that is printed in Phoenix for summer camps. It's a perfect time to put an ad in.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So you have to pick and choose what makes sense for your business. Does it make sense to advertise in the Arizona Republic? I don't know. I don't know what your business is.
Yeah.
But is there something that goes to your target market that you can put your business in that makes sense? That's the question you have to ask.
So you just can't take it lightly. You really got to strategically think of it.
Absolutely. You have to study everything and make sure that it's going to actually get to the people you want to buy your product or service.
So how many sales calls do you go on a month?
Sales calls.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, not that many.
No.
My business comes from referral, and a good chunk of it also comes from the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, nice.
Hey.
Wow.
So
sign up.
About 33 to 40% comes from the Phoenix Chamber, and the rest comes from my clients passing me on to their friends.
Which is good, so you don't have to convince the businesses that ultimately go out of business why they should have a marketing strategy.
Right. And ideally, my clients come back to me year after year. I need this now. I need new marketing materials. I need a logo design. I need a new website, whatever. So they just keep coming back over and over and over again. And I try to make sure my clients love it.
Wow. And how do you do that?
I'm constantly return calls as soon as they call or take the call as soon as they call in. I don't wait. I try to turn their projects around in a very short time period, 24 to 48 hours, except for websites. That takes a little longer.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of unusual in that way because most creative people tend to take more time. And for me, it's important to not only get it right, but get it back to them in a timely fashion.
That's so important, isn't it?
Yes.
Any business, probably.
And I will continue to make changes and update until they love the piece I'm creating for them, whatever it is. And I won't charge them extra. I usually do a set rate. And if it takes us 20 times to get it right, fine. That's what it takes.
Wow, that's impressive.
Jen, how about if some folks want to talk to you, how can they get a hold of you? What's your contact information? And
JenWolfCreative.com, 602-441-5621.
All right. Wow, this is very cool. So what's some of the more interesting industries or assignments, projects that you've worked on in the 22, 23 years?
Oh, my goodness. I would have to say that probably the most unique niche I work with is, we'll call them intuitive healers, massage therapists. They kind of group their business in together with massage, healing, yoga, intuitive healing, which if you don't know anything about intuitive healing, it's channeling the energies of the body so that you bring in positive, not negative.
Yeah.
Which is very unique to me because it's totally foreign.
Yeah.
I find it intriguing. So for me, it's always a challenge to tackle business that I know nothing about, because what's fun is I get to walk a mile in the owner's shoes. I get to learn what they do, why they love it, and I get to be their voice, and hopefully, actually, it's their voice through me. But, you know, half the time I joke that my job is really reading minds, because people come to me and say, I've got this idea for a logo in my head. I'm like, oh, good. Well, let's see if we can get it out of there.
So you design logos as well?
Yeah, logos, business cards, posters, flyers, brochures, you name it.
Which I do want to say, Jen is responsible for our North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce logo.
Oh,
our
excellent.
New one that we just put out.
And also all the new marketing materials.
And the new marketing material and the cards and all that stuff. So that's, thank you. And I also want to thank you for being so active in the chamber.
Oh, absolutely.
That really helps the chamber in general, and obviously does help your business too. So Jen's very active, very, very present at all of our functions. So it's great, and thank you.
Thank you.
I'm looking at the logo now on the website.
What's that?
I'm looking at it now.
It's great, isn't
it? It's excellent.
Thank you.
Whole new design. Now, ever hear of something called EPS format?
Yes. encapsulated postscript.
Wow, that's impressive. I didn't know what it was. I was requested today by to send the logo, our logo in that.
In an EPS file?
I have no idea. How do you do that?
When
is
you're,
it hard?
When you're creating the design in the program, you can have choices of how to save it.
Oh.
And it'll ask you if you wanted it as a JPEG or a TIFF or a PNG
right.
or a GIF or a
EPS.
Yeah, that's right. So
are
that's,
you referring yourself to Jen?
No, I was...
So you need to go back to whoever created your whatever and ask them to save it as an EPS is what
yeah,
it boils down to.
I've never heard of that. That's impressive. Wow, we were trying to figure out what the heck. We heard of ESPN. We heard of ESP.
Well, and strangely, things have changed in the printing industry considerably, too. It used to be you had to save in a certain format and only certain types of programs worked. And now if you save it as a PDF, it doesn't really matter what you are using it for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
It's everything's going to, we'll call it laser printing, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
So the big four-color presses and stuff like that are starting to go away, and it's all computer stuff.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So what do you think 10 years from now would look like? If things have changed so much.
Good question.
Well,
I mean,
do you want me to tell you what I think it's going to look like
yeah.
or what I hope it looks like?
How about what? Yeah, hope.
Well, let's start with the hope. I hope somebody comes along and buys Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, and puts them all together in one.
That's a lot of money.
It would be really nice to have one social media platform.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, probably somebody's going to stop that because it'll be some kind of trade.
They're right.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice because so many of these things are coming and going, and it's really hard to tell what's going to stay and what's not and what to invest your time in as a client, you know, with a client. Do you
I think MySpace is going to make a comeback.
My wife said that the other day.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It was hilarious. I was like, I don't, yeah. I go, you'll go back in and log in, and I'll be like, Kim, you're back. Welcome. We love you. It's been so long.
So I'm hoping that happens. That would be wonderful because
yeah.
that would make life so much easier. I think we'll see – I think print will stay for certain things. It's going to stay for books. Nobody's going to get rid of their – I want to hold a book in my hand when I go on vacation. I don't want my Nook or e-reader. And that's the older generation probably. The younger generation likes it online. But I also think that there is a place for certain types of magazines and publications like National Geographic. You're never going to get rid of National Geographic in print because those stories are timeless.
Mm-hmm.
Everyday news is all going to go online.
Yeah.
It's just a given. You know, nobody wants to get a newspaper on
right.
the patio in front of soup anymore.
We already knew that at 6:30 the prior night.
Right, right, exactly. Exactly. So, but I also think we'll see a resurgence in what I will call niche papers, niche newspapers, marketing to a specific community.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the Deer Valley Times newspaper is strictly Deer Valley Times, and they only cover the schools and the businesses and the information that is relevant to that community. And the cool part about it is for those people who have businesses there, it's a great place to do an ad because it reaches their target market, people who are close to them who shop there.
Yeah.
So I think we'll see that stay. I'm not positive. That could go online, too, for all I know.
Now, are we on,
quote me on this.
Yeah. are we on what you hope or what you think?
That's what I think. The hope it was the all the social
all
media
of
because
yeah.
one.
That would be nice, right? There's
it
so many.
Be.
I don't even know what's out there anymore.
What do you use? I only use, like, Facebook, LinkedIn, and that's about it.
What do I use? I think we use Facebook and
Twitter.
Sort of, right? Except I don't do very well.
You don't?
Right, Greg? I was at the Stadium Series in L.A. with the L.A. Kings and Anaheim, part of the media, and they were laughing at my tweets because I would What did I do? I put weird stuff. You describe it.
You were including random people in your tweet.
Like I
said, who is this guy?
I thought they knew me.
I guess not.
Yeah, some of them did. Yeah. Like I was just sitting there and what was that one? I'm gonna here. Keep talking. I'm gonna get the tweet and read it to you. I thought it was pretty good. At least people.
So what else do you see? The neighborhood newspapers.
Yeah.
Resurgence of that.
Everything's gonna be online though.
Yeah.
I really think that if you don't have a good website now, you're not considered a legitimate business. 10 years from now, you're not even going to be in business.
What about a Facebook business page? Because I know there's people that don't even go to somebody's regular Facebook page, like an event, like you're putting on an event. They'd rather go to the Facebook page and market on that than the actual person's site and go through it, because then they can see what people are saying about it right there.
And again, that's depending on your business.
Right.
I can't see American Family going that way.
No.
But for the Arizona Rattlers or the Diamondbacks, absolutely.
Instant photos. Exactly. Oh, yeah, I was there. Great win.
It's great for events. It's great for people who sell what I will call fashionable items.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I have a client who does a product called Ascente, which is very high-end skincare products that are, by the way, terrific.
I've heard of that.
But
I use it.
They're also a chamber member.
Yeah, that's right. I was like, wait a second.
But their Facebook page is a great place for them because they can come on and say, hey, guys, for the next 3 days we have a sale on whatever the product is.
Right.
And then people can chime in and say, oh, yeah, I've used it. It's fantastic. So restaurants is another great place. Hey, guys, we've got a special on hot dogs today.
Yeah, happy hour.
So it depends on what business you are, where you want to put your effort. And you got to pick the right place. Yeah. I mean,
so you could go down the wrong road.
Yeah, because honestly, why would you spend time on Facebook?
Well, I post every now and then, which is maybe about 2 times a week.
Okay.
But it's just general stuff. Either it's about American Family or just in general or whatever. But I do have some apps that have attracted some folks to the office.
Okay.
Ooh. You know, just on the side. And
excellent.
Just, you know, a little small.
So that works.
Obviously company improved.
But obviously you don't spend a lot of time.
No.
Okay.
Which is great because the company gives me the ad. I copy and paste it in basically.
Well,
and then and I let it go for the month. Right?
Your situation is a little different because you've got the backing of a corporate office. So that makes a difference. For a smaller business though.
It's pros and cons though, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah,
I believe that. But can I say this? No. You can't say that. You have to say this. I'm like, what do you mean I have to say this? This is all you can say. I'm like,
yes, and your American Family, all the houses in the background have green lawns and beautiful trees. There's nary a cactus in sight, is there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Doesn't it look like Arizona? A little.
Right.
It's not snowing there. It's not snowing here.
And again, that's something people should be thinking about, too. If you're marketing from a corporate perspective, they're not taking your area of the country into consideration.
Another example, there's a newsletter that goes out to all my clients, you know, that I pay for and all that stuff, but it goes to the company. You know what was on the cover of the newsletter? A snowmobile.
Oh, wow.
Hey, call me for your snowmobile insurance. I call corporate. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, I'm not paying for this.
That's crazy.
Way. I go, you know, we don't, I go, there's no snow in, you know, Phoenix. It's 90 degrees today.
Yeah.
Snow everywhere else.
Wow. Can you believe this? The time just flew by.
What?
We'll have to do the tweet later. I found it, though. All right, real quick. Lights are on. The sun is moving west. Snowflakes sparkle on big screens. And a bird just flew over my head, leaving a present. Okay. That was at the stadium series. It got retweeted many times.
Is that a true story?
Yeah. No, it was. I was there as a part of the media thing. All right, Jen, how did I get in touch with you?
JenWolfCreative.com, 602-441-5621.
Well, thank you so much for coming
thank
in.
You.
And Luke, how do they get in touch with you?
Oh, they can call me at 602-788-5359, or they can go to LukeSchaeferAgency.com, or they can just Google Luke Schaefer American Family Insurance.
Hey, you didn't sing it. And how do they get in touch with North?
Go to NorthPhoenixChamber.com is the website, or you can sure give us a call there, or go to our calendar of events. Look that up. There's one this Thursday, Mix and Mingle, at the Urban Cafe and Kitchen from 5:30 to 7:30.
Excellent. And this Thursday, we're going to be live at the Arabian Horse Show.
What?
Doing a remote rock. That's going to be good, and awesome. That will be fun. Greg, come on. You're going to love it. He's looking forward to it.
City boy.
Yeah. Anyway, everyone have a great night, and we'll see everyone tomorrow.
Bye.